This is My Favorite DJ, the podcast. Today we're brought to you by patreon.com/myfavoriteDJ. If you haven't been there before, you should definitely check it out. I place edits, videos on how I make the edits, videos of me using the edits, reasoning as to why I use edits. I download all of the things that I'm going to play, and basically I give you guys all the tools that I use as a DJ and every nightclub that I play at, and you can download it and use it. And it's not just new things, it's old things. Currently I'm doing a yearly volume, so basically the top hits of every year starting in the year 2000. I think I'm in the year 2003, and I'll just upload from my personal library, and you guys have access to all that on the Patreon. Patreon.com/myfavoriteDJ. Let's talk about verification. When social media became the predominant way that we communicate and see the world, probably in the last 12, 13 years. I want to say around 2010, 2011, it really started to take off. They basically created, they meaning the people that run social media, created a way to note famous people to prevent impersonations. And the way that they did that was by allowing verification. And verification at first was pretty locked up. It was just back channel communication, basically with celebrities and their managers and big agencies and musicians. And basically anyone that had a blue check mark was like, wow, that person's verified. That's like a level above the common folk, regardless of how well known they might be in their own circles. I remember seeing a lot of people that were like the legit people that were unverified, and I thought, holy smokes, like this person's so famous, how do they not have verification? This is crazy. And that was across multiple platforms, sometimes Twitter, sometimes Instagram. Other times I would see football players that had very, very little following, and because they were football players in the NFL, potentially playing a position that no one was really aware of, unless you're a diehard fan of that specific team, and they were verified. So you'd have guys that would play a season or two and have like 5,000 followers, and they would have a check mark. And so that was kind of an interesting thing. So the verification thing went on and progressed and eventually became a tool. It became a tool in the arsenal for people to demonstrate a higher class. And so when it boils down to our sector, which is the DJ world, it became a big bonus, a big plus to have a verification check mark. Because when people looked at all the DJs in the field, just in general, right? When you look at a field of people that are competing, because at the end of the day, DJing is based on a competitive sport. We can all help each other, but there are DJs that are better than others, and there are DJs that have better assets than others, whether they be musical knowledge or ability to talk on the microphone or scratching ability. So we can kind of gauge in most instances when there's a DJ. If we listen to two DJs, you can subjectively select which one you like more. And then there are sometimes where the option is very clear and a group of people can say this person's better. So with the addition of verification to that brand of DJ, it became kind of a cool kid club, and it became a situation where I had heard of bookers looking for people that had check marks and had big social followings, because as I mentioned, we have communicated through social media for the last 10, 12, 13 plus years. And so someone that has a big presence, if you have never heard a DJ, if they didn't have any mixes out, but you see them post a lot in nightclub settings or with specific celebrities or things like that. And there was a blue verification check mark. It's like, wow, this guy must know someone because he's doing all the things and he's verified. So it became kind of a bonus, a big bonus for a lot of DJs. And I'm going to kind of just stick to like our sector, right? And I give a general overview of verification, but it became a big bonus. And some bookings, a lot of bookings probably went to a lot of these guys with check marks. Now, I always chased after that verification, but it didn't make or break me. Thankfully, I had enough resources and experience, contacts, reputation, and just content that the check mark maybe would have been a cherry on top for me, but it wasn't something that I gave so much attention and thought to. I think I attempted to get verified one time a long time ago on Twitter, and that didn't work. And I had Facebook verification. I'd try every you know, I think you get an attempt to verify, and then if it doesn't work, you can try 30 days later. So I would try, and I would send like, hey, here's my podcast, here's my mixes, here's this, here's that, here are my flyers, here are press clippings of me DJing for Floyd Mayweather and for Conor McGregor and for this Vegas nightclub and that space and this thing and that thing. And it would get rejected. And I thought, okay, well, that sucks. And then I would just forget about it. And then the next time I remember would be more than 30 days later. And then I would try again. And that's kind of what it was for me to try to get verified. Whenever I remembered to like send, I thought maybe I'll get somebody that like, quote unquote, approves of me as a real entity to be verified. Sees my body of work for the last 15 plus years and agrees that I am a real person. So, in essence, I was looking for a Geppetto to confirm I was a real boy, but on the Facebook side, right? So, and I tried that for a long time. It didn't really work on Facebook. I didn't even try Instagram. I might have forgotten about Instagram because I knew Instagram was the hardest for a while. Then Twitter was the hardest for a while. Twitter was more open at first for verification, and then they clamped it down, locked it down. They didn't even give you a page to attempt to get verified. That page went away. You used to have a page where you could say, hey, these people are pretending to be me, and I want my blue check mark to show all the people that know me that I'm really me. But they took that page away. So there were a lot of DJs that did get verified. There's a lot of DJs that, oh, by the way, I got Facebook verification on the 100th time when I remembered. Like after 4 years of attempting, every now and then when I'd remember, it finally just one day they just verified me, and I was like, oh, okay, great. And then I just went on and tried for Instagram, and this was a couple months ago that I got verified on Facebook. So where was I going? There's a bunch of DJs. Okay, so a bunch of DJs that did get verification early on. By a bunch, I mean, not that many, but early on there was a lot. So I'm giving you guys like my point of view, my frame of reference. So I would ask, and I would say, hey, how did you get verified on this platform? And it was always the same answer. And saying, oh, I knew this person that worked with that person that works in Twitter. I knew this person. I knew that person. It was always a connection. There was always a relationship that would provide this checkmark. So the way I saw it was, I compared myself to a lot of the guys that had early verification on Twitter and some on Instagram. And I looked at my body of work and their body of work, and there was really not much difference. I even went so far as to trademark the verbiage "my favorite DJ" and "conflict," and having both of those trademarks approved those are mine. So legally, whenever someone says my favorite DJ, they're referring to my trademark. And, you know, I would send those and I would say, hey, these are trademarked, they're mine. You know, and Instagram didn't really care. And that was okay because, again, I would every time I would remember I'd send over that, or I'd send over a new press clipping or a new article. And then upon comparison of these other guys who had very similar career trajectories as I did, I didn't understand why there would be a rejection on my part but an acceptance on theirs. And it all basically, that's why I started asking questions, and it all basically came down to they knew somebody that knew somebody, or they had a direct contact at the place where they were verified. So right off rip, I think to myself, well, you know, that's kind of how the industry works in more way than one, and more than one industry. You have to have an in. So I thought to myself, all right, how do you get an in? So I started, I would ask more questions. And I started realizing that it kind of went across a lot of different platforms and a lot of different individuals. Some people had direct connections because they lived in, let's say, L.A., where there was musical entities like record labels and producers that had a direct contact at Twitter, or they worked for a major company, whether or indirectly worked for a major company, like they were helping with marketing for liquor or for energy drinks, or they worked with a label providing them some sort of work, and they had somebody at the label or at these major companies that was a direct liaison to these social media companies. Because when you communicate to your customer base through social media, if you're a company that's huge, or if you're a company that's in the business of selling, I guess, pretty much anything, whether it be music, energy drinks, or anything like that, sports management, you need to have a relationship with that social media company. You have to have a designated person that is in contact with them, because that's how you communicate to your people. So if something happens, you're not going through the customer service on the website. You're calling up your delegated social media employee, and they're contacting the social media company directly. You need to have those back lines and those back channel conversations to be able to get things done. So the DJs that did get verified, a lot of them had, from what I've asked, they had an in. Another way that I saw people get verified was that they had a friend that would kind of work in a different sector, let's say sports management. And whenever the NFL has a draft, or when new players come on board, there would be people that worked with these new players. And one of the first things that they did, because again, we communicate through social media to the world, was get them verified. So you would have a sports agent or a manager that got five new guys that just got drafted, or five new guys that jumped over from high school or college or whatever the case might be, and they're now going to play in the NFL. So you have to start setting up their branding, not just for jersey sales and potential merch, but also for the way they communicate to the world, which is social media. So one of the ways that I found some people were getting verified was that they would have a friend or a connection at one of these specific places that would push through a bunch of football players, and in between all the names and all the handles, they would kind of squeeze the DJ in there. And so when 5 or 10 people got verified all at once, because this manager sent the batch to their direct contact at a social media platform, all 5 or 10 or whatever the number is would get verified, and the DJ would kind of be hidden amongst all the players in there, right? Not to mention that the person that's doing this would have a direct contact and maybe just send an email and say, hey, this DJ's great, you know, he's killing it, crazy all over the place, you should really verify him, here's the info. And sometimes it happened. There were a lot of people that paid people to get verified. So it wasn't always just a connection. It wasn't always based on merit. What happened, and I know because I actually spoke with people that did this, and I actually dealt with one person at one point that this was their business. And what they do basically is they work for the social media companies, but on the side they have a side hustle, which is they basically verify you if you pay them. So you would get people in different sectors, right? So the employees or the people that would do this work would have either direct access to making it happen, or they were one level away, meaning that they had a friend that worked at Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and they verified the people that got sent over when payment was made. And I'm guessing there would be some sort of a financial split, and there was enough distance between the actual employee and whoever's doing it where it wouldn't be a problem. And maybe sometimes the employee themselves was doing it. I don't know exactly. I didn't go that far down the rabbit hole. But what I do know is that this was prevalent and it happened. And one of my last attempts to get verified on Instagram, a couple months before they started verifying people, there was actually another situation where I had a buddy that was like, hey, this guy pushes people through verification for the music side. So all you have to do is you got to get this ready, you got to get that. And there was like a list of things you had to do. You had to have this, you had to have that, you had to have this. And then once you prepared that, you sent it over to the person and then you paid them. And then they would push verification through. And so with all the things that I had going, you know, a podcast that has hundreds of thousands of listeners, DJing all over the country, sometimes, you know, all over the world, in most parts of the world, no, not most parts, in some parts of the world, more fair, DJing all over in some parts of the world, having remixes with discotheque, you know, weekly DJ residencies, publications, you know, all those things were not enough because the social media platform set the metrics, the checkboxes that had to be hit for them to believe you were verified, for them to allow the verification. So therein lies my first personal piece. Maybe the first personal piece was when people got verified through a connection. I didn't describe my feelings though. That didn't bother me because that's how the marketplace works. It's like when you know someone, you're going to get something done. That's just how that works. So that doesn't bother me. But what did bother me was that social media entities decided when you fill these 10 check boxes, then you're verified. So they set up an arbitrary system where they got to pick who was verified based upon merits that they believed were the most important. Like having, I forget what it's called, like a Google artist page or something like that. Like when you Google a DJ, the first thing that comes up is the Google artist page that gives you their info. And you would get that by having like a SoundCloud and a YouTube and Instagram and all these things together and posting on all of them and having them current. And so that was one of the boxes you had to check, and potentially having music out was another box you had to check. So they basically set up the metrics by which they would verify people. And if you had, you know, some of those, they would take a look at it. If you had none of those, then it didn't matter. So that you know, that kind of sucks because if you are a classically trained pianist that is playing in massive concerts all over Europe and you have, let's say, 150, 200,000 followers, but you don't have all of those checkboxes that they required, the only way to get verified is to go through management. Because you could potentially send over to Instagram, say, hey, I'm a concert pianist. Here are all my sales. Here's all this. Here's all that. They might be like, nah, you don't have a Google artist page, so nah. So then you would have to find a different channel, and you'd have to go through potentially a management agency or somebody on the Ticketmaster side that you might deal with for your concerts. So that in itself was kind of like, ugh, that's a pain in the ass. And not only that, but it just generally kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say the word unfair because I don't care about that. But Hold on 1 second. I have to feel this. So people were finding their best way to get verified, and a lot of people paid money through their contacts and through people, and a lot of people put out fake records and dumb music on different places. I might be guilty of that too. To try to get verified, because he needed to have things out to fit the criteria. And so to me, verification was always kind of a little cherry on top, a good bonus, but it didn't make or break my career. And, you know, for some people, it did help them a lot. It created a competitive place where they were not competitive at all, but because they had a specific thing that maybe was... So as a booker, you got to look at it like this. Or rather, when you're examining a booker, you have to look at it like this. What's the most important thing that they look for? Do they look for a good DJ? Some of them don't, right? Some of them are just like, oh, this guy's really cool. He posts up a lot of fly gear. This guy has cool watches and cool shoes. We need to have him here. There are bookers like that out there. Then there are other bookers that are like, I don't give a shit what he dresses like. Does he play good music? Where are the mixes? But I think because we communicate through social media to most of the world, a lot of bookers were looking for a big presence, and a verification checkmark helped a lot. And it helped a lot of guys that probably shouldn't have been playing in a lot of places they were playing, but they did get to just because they were verified. And I think I've kind of built a case as to how a lot of these guys got that verification. Not all of them, but a lot of these guys got that verification through connections or contacts and maybe through paying and by knowing someone. Now, there are a lot of DJs that also got their verification because they were grinding. They worked hard. They maybe placed a record with a label, talked to the social media director at the label and said, hey, I just put this out and that out. Let's rock and roll. They got verified that way. They did it in their own way by hard work and actually grinding it out. There's dudes that did that too. And but I know of more that didn't. I know more that went through the connection route, the I know a person route, the let's pay for this route. But now, I'm not upset at either one. If anything, you know, it's just a game you play, like everything else. Let's just see how far we can get. Let's see how good we can get. Let's see how fast we can get. Some guys got it. Some guys didn't. Well, now everything's changed. And people can request verification directly on the platforms. And you don't need much but an ID. One of the first things I did, when Twitter, actually the only thing I did, when Twitter opened up their verification, I said, hot diggity damn, I finally get my Twitter verification. $8 a month, and I get my Twitter verification, which I've wanted since the day I had Twitter. So I pay the $8 a month. Ta-da. There's a whole deeper debate on the Twitter thing and blah, blah, blah. We used to be verified, now we're not, wah, wah, you know. It's just, I'm going to try to find, there was somebody that posted, I'm trying to literally remember now. I don't know if I retweeted it or if I favorited it. I hope I favorited it so I can try to find it. So somebody posted on Twitter. They said something along the lines of, everyone that lost their check mark and is complaining about it and talking about it just kind of goes to show how much value they put on the check mark, even though their tweets is talking about how verification doesn't matter anymore. Oh, it's, everyone's lost it. Who cares? But if it doesn't matter, you don't talk about it. But you're talking about it a lot, which means it obviously matters. And what they were stating, this tweet that, God, I wish I would have saved or favorited. I might have retweeted it, but I don't want to spend any more time looking. But what they explained was that it was a level above the quote-unquote rest of the public that couldn't get verified. Let me add that. There was a certain addition. There's, as humans, just on a primal level, there's always the us and the others. There's always the my tribe and your tribe. There's always the monkey that tries to get higher up on the tree. Like, that's just it's a natural thing. It's just what we do. And so a lot of people that had these verifications that then lost them, a lot of them that got them because of their own merits, they were stripped of something that they had accomplished to get. And it's understandable that they were kind of upset about it. I mean, there's a remedy. Just pay the $8 a month. But I get it. You had something that's now been taken, and the business needs to make money, so you lost it. And I think they gave back all the check marks that were for over 1 million people. Which leaves a lot of middle ground now, which is kind of really smart. They should have done that from the jump. Everyone over 1 million followers gets to keep it, and then everyone under has to pay for it, which would have created a rift between the blue checkmark tribe of people that are like, oh, you lost your checkmark? Right? And that would have incentivized a lot of people in that under 1 million follower number to go out and get their own blue checkmark by paying $8 a month. That would have been the smart thing to do. So we've established that a lot of guys got their verifications across some of these platforms through connections, through paying for them, through basically doing extra work just to look the part. But so then I ask, if verification was available to those who paid, available to those who tailored their marketing specifically to fit the checkboxes of the social media entity that was providing the verification, they were just gaming the system, right? So then that kind of in itself, I think, even though it didn't, should bring down the value of that verification a long time ago. Not now, but a long time ago, that should have brought down the value. But everyone kind of just accepted it, that if you have a blue check mark, you're a celebrity, or you're somebody that knows someone, or you're doing the thing that you claim to be doing on your social media profile when you communicate to the world. But in my opinion, because there were so many people that snuck in the back door, it kind of lost a lot of heat. And I don't know if it was seen that way by the open market, but the reason why I state that is because now people are complaining, saying, oh, if everyone can get verified, then what does it even matter? It doesn't value anything anymore. And I kind of agree. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I prefer a level playing field as a DJ. And this is coming from my own personal experience, because there was a lot of places that didn't verify me. Not a lot of places. Now I'm just not verified on Instagram. And I was going to. I just didn't want to put my government name on there. But somebody sent me a screenshot saying that now you can use nicknames. It's like, fantastic. My nickname is Conflict. Verify me. So now that it's available to so many different people, I think the playing field is more level. So now it's not about the connection that you have, the person that you know that knows another person, or the person that you know that directly verifies people. It's not about the contact that you pay that can get you verified. It's not about jumping through 3 or 4 different hoops to satisfy the arbitrary checkboxes for verification on the specific social media that platform that you want to be verified on. Now it's just post up an ID and you got it. So the playing field is more level. I like the new way. But that's just because I had difficulty getting verified, because I never fit in any of the boxes, and I didn't really go forth and try to seek people. I didn't do all of the work that I had to do to get verified. But by the way, guys, if I would have been verified, it had nothing to do with my merits. It had everything to do with the fact that I would have either paid someone, or that I would have jumped through the hoops in the right order to get to the place where the social media platform said, you got it, buddy, you're verified. And both of those things aren't real verification, I don't think. I mean, just because you had the check mark is if you got it because you either paid someone or because you jumped through a couple hoops, all it is looking good, man. It's like it's a good looking thing, but you didn't really earn it. There's like a very few, I think, amount of people that might have directly earned that in our space, in the DJ space, through actual record launches and through actual merit and through actual career trajectory. So that's kind of the groundwork, right? I've heard a couple of people say, I'm upset that now they let everyone be verified because some people worked really hard for a really long time to get verified, and now everyone can get it if they want. And I think that is the biggest tragedy for sure. The people that actually put in the work, and maybe the verification wasn't the reason why they did, but through their career accomplishments, got to a point where they hit all the checkboxes that the social media platform wanted, and their career was doing great, and they just earned that specific verification. So for those people now that they have lost their quote-unquote specialness, then for them it kind of stinks. You know, if they had a high value to it, if they really appreciated the fact that they were verified and it created a bit of a distance between them and others, then yeah, that sucks. But for everyone else that paid or had a connection or had a buddy that had a buddy, or, you know, I hope that there aren't DJs out there that thought, well, I deserve it because I did X, Y, or Z. It's like, well, you jumped through the hoops that they told you to, you know? That's why you deserved it. That's like, you know, oh God, I don't want to get too combative here, but anyway. You know, if your ego is telling you that you deserve verification because you jumped through hoops specifically to get verification, like, you know, not the people that did it on their own merit, but if you think that because you jumped through like three hoops and paid someone that you deserve verification, like you're a seal at a circus that's clapping for fish. It's like, okay, do a spin, now clap, now bark, here's your fish. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, guys. The merit-based verification, those guys are the one, or girls are the ones that are hit the hardest by this. Because the field, and maybe not, because there's probably a couple of levels above where it even bothers their career at all. You know, the people that this is really going to hurt are the guys that were faking it. The guys that were faking it, they were basically putting on a good face on social media, taking a couple pictures here and there, finding the best restaurants where celebrities go, getting pictures with celebrities, maybe getting lucky and getting booked with a celebrity, you know, and basically uploading a picture and a video of them DJing with that celebrity and then having a blue check mark. And it's like, ooh, it adds to the whole social media marketing persona. Well, now anyone can get that check. So now all you have going for you is you're standing with a celebrity now and then and eating at expensive restaurants. So I like the level playing field. I like when people are, because that takes away. When people are equal, not exactly, but when there isn't an artificial bonus in the marketplace. The marketplace itself is hard enough because you got to deal with people that know people. You got to deal with connections. You got to deal with, you could be a really great DJ, but if you don't know who books at a specific venue, then you're probably not going to get in. That's just how it works, right? So you got to deal with that already. So because we communicate through social media to the world, and I know I've mentioned that a lot, but that's why this is kind of important. Because we communicate through social media to the rest of the world, now they've taken away that little bonus from the guys that were faking it. The guys that didn't have talent, the guys that were using smoke and mirrors to get to places. So for me, it's a general net positive. Now, I understand that some people might be upset because they either lost their check mark or now it's so easy to get, or they worked really hard to get it and they did it on merit. But I think it's a net positive because the level playing field in the marketplace is going to allow for more talented people that might want to spend the $8, $10, $14, whatever it costs per month, to have a blue check mark, and they're good DJs. So I don't see a problem with it. Now, this is just my opinion, because I have asked a lot of other people, and some people have... There's a lot of different opinions out there. It's too easy to get now. It doesn't mean anything. These people worked really hard to get it, and now it doesn't matter. I get all that. But we'll see how it ends up landing. I was going to get verified again on Instagram, but I didn't go through with it because I didn't want to have my government name on there. I think it's not the best thing, so I didn't do it. But I'm patiently waiting because I think eventually it's going to just open up. Like, Twitter allowed me to send over my trademark, and they were like, cool, you're verified. So eventually I think Instagram is going to kind of open up and allow people to get verified as long as you pay for that subscription. Which, at the end of the day, is actually, I think it's a good thing to have to verify through payment, because it's in the world as we live in it now, because here we go again, we communicate through social media. I think it's important to know whether you're talking to a real person or a bot. What I mean by a bot, it could be, you know, a burner account, somebody that doesn't want people to know who they are. It could be somebody that, you know, is not a good person and wants to keep certain things secret. You ever looked at an account and think, whoa, is this a real person or not? And like, you go through comments and pictures, you're like, is this a real human? What the hell's going on here? I've been on those accounts. Well, if I don't see a check mark now, because it's so easily accessible, then I'm going to be like, most likely you're fucking a bot or doing something you're not supposed to. And if I see a check mark, I'm going to be like, whoa, I guess you are a real person. So that's pretty much where I'm at with that verification stuff. I think it's a net positive. And this is based again upon, you know, my personal experience. It was tough to get verified. I got some through. I didn't get some others through. But I like level playing fields, because then we kind of revert back. You know, I'm kind of romantic. It's about talent. Are you a good DJ? Are you going to play this room well? Everyone's got a check mark now, so now I don't care about that. So let me hear you play. If that's what happens, then good. Then good. Keep taking away whatever the heck people take away from things. Excuse me. So this was the verification podcast. Spotify doesn't even have a god dang podcast section. It's just like a free-for-all. They don't verify podcasts. Can you believe that? Anyway, they should do that. Does anyone work at Spotify? Hit me up. I need a direct contact. I appreciate you guys for listening. I'll be back soon. If you have any thoughts on verification, send me a DM on Instagram, where I'm not verified yet, @myfavoriteDJ. Let me know your thoughts. I appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.